Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network, and right now I'm joined by Padres outfielder Brandon Lockridge. Brandon, appreciate the time as always. Do something a little bit different today. Talk about life, talk about growing up, your journey to the Padres. First, I want to ask you, because you are holding a cup of coffee in your hand as we talk, what is the Brandon Lockridge coffee order on a game day?
Yeah, it's typically when it's warmer outside, I drink cold coffee, so cold brew black. That's kind of my go-to. If the temperature's, you know, warm or cooler outside, you know, I'll do the hot coffee, but I try to keep it black. I just enjoy the taste of coffee, so, you know, I don't like to, you know, water it down with anything.
All right, I do too, and I pretty much do the same thing. Cold coffee in the summer, hot coffee in the winter. Let's kind of take a scroll through your Instagram, some of the photos I saw there a little bit earlier. I want to start with the bio. It says minor league fly fisherman. Tell me about Brandon Lockridge, the fly fisherman. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it was probably 2022. I've always been a fisherman. I grew up in Florida. I grew up deep sea fishing. I really enjoy it. But, you know, I kind of got this wild hair to go out and get like a basic fly fishing setup. I was like, how hard can it be, you know? So I'm in season. We're playing in New Jersey. There's some pretty good fly fishing streams around there and places we play on the road and whatnot. So, you know, I got this thinking, you know, it'd be a quick learning thing, and I was extremely wrong. There's a lot more that goes into it. So it probably took me 2 months to catch my first fish on a fly rod between, you know, picking the fly, learning how to cast, you know, all the different things that go into it. And I just kind of put that in there as a joke because, you know, I'm definitely not an experienced fly fisherman, but I do enjoy it. So I'm kind of like a minor league fly fisherman. You know?
Major league baseball player, a minor league fly fisherman. You do that down in Florida?
I haven't done it in Florida yet. Okay. We've taken a few vacations in the off seasons the last few years out to Colorado. When I was in Scranton in AAA with the Yankees, there was a really good spot up there in New York just over the line, and I would go every single off day and fish. It was kind of my getaway from baseball, kind of clear my head, and, you know, I just really enjoyed being outside and, you know, fishing in a different setting than what I'm used to. So
I was talking to Luis Rise the other day about fishing because he said he spends a lot of his off days on the water fishing, says he clears his mind, you know, distracts his mind a little bit. You kind of feel that way about it?
100%. I think it's huge to have an outlet, especially during baseball season, something to do to take your mind off the game. It's, you know, you're in it every single day, and sometimes it's hard to turn your brain off. And I think fishing is one of the things that can kind of clear my head and get me away from everything that I'm, you know, used to thinking about every single day. So
we continue to scroll through the Instagram with Brandon Lockridge. You and your wife are expecting a baby. You getting ready for that?
Absolutely, yeah. She's due July 3rd, but, you know, anytime. The baby's already 7 pounds as of last week, so, you know, we're hoping it's sooner rather than later at this point. So we're really excited for that, and, you know, excited for that life change, so.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. A lot of dads here inside the clubhouse. You getting any advice on what fatherhood's all about?
Absolutely. I've been picking everybody's brain. We have a really good, you know, group of guys with a lot of families here. So, you know, getting to see how they interact with their kids, it makes it super exciting for us. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Really, really cool. You played collegiately at Troy University. Was scrolling through, saw all the pictures from your time at Troy. Tell me the story about how you got recruited to play at Troy, how you ended up there.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of attention out of high school. You know, I had a few of the Panhandle junior colleges, and, you know, Troy offered me kind of later into my junior year. And, you know, I've always wanted to play Division I baseball. And Troy being close to home, it's like 2.5 hours for me. I wasn't ready to grow up quite that much and be way off from home. So, you know, with the options I was given, like Troy, you know, I really like the coaching staff over there. Small town, you know, feel. It was a great fit for me, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
What other sports you play growing up?
My dad had me in basically every sport that was not during baseball season. So I did baseball, football, basketball, wrestling, gymnastics, boxed for a little while. I'm trying to think of what else I'm missing. Karate. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but the only thing I'd never played was soccer. Wow. Soccer for us was during baseball season. So
now that's surprising. No soccer, even though you would have the wheels to play soccer, be a good soccer player.
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess I ran track as well, so I do that. I'm trying to think of the other sports now, but yeah, soccer was the one thing that, you know, I watch it on TV and I really don't know anything about it because I never played it. So.
Well, appreciate the time, Brandon. Good talking things outside of baseball with you. Best of luck with everything on the road trip, and we'll catch up again a little bit later. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.